I really want you to know, and I don't, like I said, I don't do this as a way of saying, neener, neener, neener. I do it because I want to share, for one thing, that I have been blessed. I do it so that, well, neener, neener, neener too, but the Bible says we're to provoke other people, not to anger, but provoke them to seek the same kind of blessing. I am blessed. I am. I had somebody the other day use a cuss word on me. They said, how are you? And I said, wonderful. And they said, do you always have to be explicating so happy all the time? Yes. God's blessing me. I've been running around for quite a while wanting a new washer. I didn't need a new washer. I just wanted a new washer. I wanted one of them front loaders, you know. I don't know if you guys ever... To me, they make sense because it's like picking your clothes up and pounding them on a rock, which they've done for hundreds of years. The others just sit there and go, swishy, 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 which is all right if you're wanting to lose weight, but I'm wanting my clothes clean, so I thought, slap, slap. Made a lot more sense. I've been wanting this for quite some time. And I kept saying, one of these days, the Lord will provide, the Lord will provide, the Lord will provide. Did I tell you guys about this? My washer died. Yes. Yes. And I was going, that's a sign from God. So I went out and I was looking for one of these. Finally, I came up with one. Did Doyle get a good deal? No. No. Had to pay full price. Didn't even get it wholesale. Had to pay full price. Then I was going to have to go get it, install it, haul off the old one. I am not mechanical. And I'm going, come on, God, come on, come on. Finally, I started calling around, and the guy said, we'll tell you what, we'll sell it to you full price. We will deliver it to you. And he asked for my zip code, and he says, well, right here, I'm guessing it's going to cost you $90, and we'll bring it to your house, we'll install it, and we'll take away your old one. And I'm going, $90? I'm cheap. $90. And he's going, I said, well, what if I come get the new one? Can I bring my old one? Because you're going to haul off. I cannot tell you to bring your old one and to dump it behind the store. I can't tell you that. So I'm going, okay, so he can't tell me that. But the way things are going, if I haul that over there, they're going to call the cops as soon as I start to dump it. So I'm not wanting to do that. He's, you know, finally he goes, well, let me see. This was after a phone call or two. And he says, here's the deal. I looked it up while you were calling back. It's going to cost you $70 to have it brought to your house. But we just happen to have a special that if you'll fill this little piece of paper out, we will rebate you $65. So it's going to cost you $5 to have it brought to your house, installed, and the old one done away with. Yes, I was happy. They did it. They did it. I signed. They went away. I threw everything in, threw it in the dryer. And that's when I realized I had been had. They had knocked the dryer loose. And the hot air was venting into my house. And I am immediately livid. And I'm getting ready to leave like in 2 hours on vacation. And I'm and I'm doing the... I'm trying to follow what I preach. God, I know there's a blessing here someplace. I know you're going to work this out somehow. I know. And I talked to a guy who does this. He tried to give me a piece of pipe to make it work. And I'm going, does not work. I go on vacation. Oh, I'm sitting down there going, Doyle, you should not be livid. You're supposed to be saying, God is going to work this out. And you know what I got for my troubles? A migraine headache that just would not quit. And I'm laying down there, and I made believers out of all of them because I said, if you so much as turn on the light, make a noise, breathe, walk across the carpet, sneeze, I will kill you, and I will not clean up the blood because I'm in too much pain. But when I get over it, then I will call the cops and turn myself in. And that might be a week or two because I am in pain, and I'm laying there in the dark and going, God, I know that you say that I am blessed. I am in so much pain, but I will go along with this. Kept going. Finally, that went away. And guess what? On the way back, it was like, Doyle, did you ever think about pulling out this dryer, pulling out that washer, switching them, and putting them back in? It fit just like somebody had measured absolutely everything, and it worked, so I got it all done still for $5. Then I realized, out of all that, I had been given, unawares and unexpectedly, enough money to pay for the whole thing. And I'm going, yes, God has blessed me. Now, isn't that awesome? The other day I was looking at my clothes and I said, Doyle, you need some new pants. They look good for work, but you need a pair to wear to church. And I'm reminded immediately of, when God sends manna, take what you need. Don't take too much. Just take what you need because He will provide for the next day also. And I said, okay, God, I don't need 3 new pairs of pants. I need a pair. I need one set. I don't know why they call them pairs when it's... Anyway, I said, I need just one. And I forgot about it. I was at Vincent's the other day. There was this... And I'm not paying $30 for no pair of pants. On sale, folks. $15 plus a rebate. Yes. And guess what? There was only one pair that fit me. And that's when I started laughing. I'm going, God, you have got a sense of humor. God has blessed me. And yesterday I was sitting there going, God has just blessed me and blessed me. And I was blessed even when I didn't know I was being blessed because I was pulling a thing of tea. Do you know how blessed we are as Christians and in America? I was pulling out a pitcher of tea that I made. And I started pouring it into a glass with lots of ice. And I realized that ewer that I was pouring it from, that's a fancy word for pitcher, the ewer was silver. And I'm going, I'm drinking from a silver pitcher. And then it dawned on me, I have got gold flatware. And I said, why aren't you using those? I have been blessed. I was eating off of Le Mans china imported from France. I had a gold flatware set, and I had a pitcher of silver, and I had crystal to drink out of, or I had silver chalices also to drink out of. And I'm going, why do you sit around and you say, I need? Look, I've got enough gold flatware that the gold doesn't wear off, and it really is gold flatware, if you know it's electroplated, if it doesn't wear off for 10 years, I've got enough gold flatware for 120 years worth of eating. I am blessed. I am so blessed, and I have been so blinded to this. And I'm telling you this because remember the woman at the well? She was sitting there, and Jesus, this is so cool. Jesus says, I need to go to Samaria. You didn't go through that way. You went the other way around. But he needed to go to Samaria. And the reason he needed was so that he could meet that one woman at that well. He needed to be there at that time. And he is there meeting us at our place of need, intervening at the proper time. And she found Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah. She runs to town. She tells everybody all this good stuff, right? And they go and talk to him. And when they come back, they say, we have met him and we believe him not because of what you said, but because we've actually met him. I'm telling you all that not because I'm trying to brag and say, dinner, dinner, dinner. I'm trying to say, folks, this is the kind of blessing that God has given all of his children. We live in a great society. I mean, I was dining on delicacies. I had fruits that was out of seasons and spices that were imported. Things that you read about in the Bible, and I took it for granted year after year after day after week after month and never gave it a second thought that I was pouring tea from a silver ewer. I'm thinking I'm saying that right. God has blessed us. And we can eat off of fine china. And if you don't have fine china, take $1.50 and go down to the used place. Somebody's selling a good piece of china down there that they've broken everything else and they've got one plate. That's why I'm dining off of Le Mans china from France. Cost me 75 cents. But it's mine and it is good china. You hold it up to light, you can see your hand behind it. God has blessed us in so many different ways. And the reason I'm saying that is to go on with it. Oh, gee, I'm almost out of time. Is to say this. Years and years ago, Jesus said, God said to Doyle, Doyle, I am your inheritance. And I did not understand that. I am your inheritance. And that has puzzled me for decades. God, what do you mean? You are my inheritance. You are my inheritance. Finally, I came to the conclusion. I inherited God. Sure, whatever that means. Could not grasp the concept. Finally, and I say this not out of joy or anything like that, but what actually happened. Finally, I did inherit something. An aunt and an uncle passed away. They left us a chunk of change. And I went, now I've got an inheritance. Maybe I'll understand. The lawyer sent me the check, and I have this cash. And at that point, I realized I can do whatever I want with it. I can spend it. I can keep it. I had family that gave it away. I had family that redecorated their house. I had people that just blew it. It, you know, and I'm not condemning them or myself. And I realized that there was time that I had money in the bank that I did without because I chose not to take my inheritance and use it. I could have used it, but I chose not to. And then through all that comes Hebrews chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. That's the guy who wrote it. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it has no strength at all while the testator lives. You go down to verse 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Go on down to verse 10, verse 4 through 12. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh unto the world, he saith, this was when Jesus came, he saith, sacrifices and offerings wouldst not, but a body that house prepared for me. What he said is, God, you're not happy with all the sacrifices, but you've prepared a body for me. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. In other words, God saying it hasn't worked, but he sent me and he's given me a body. Then he said, I come to do thy will, O God. There's a parenthetical insert in there. I come, in the volume of the book it is written, so he's saying, I come, and it's written in the Bible, I come to do thy will, above when he said, sacrifices and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldst not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, the animal offerings, that he may establish the second, his offering, by which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which never takes away the sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. That's Jesus Christ. He said, you're not happy with the bulls and the goats, but you sent me in a body. He offered his body one time. It was so perfect that he sat down. The other priest always had to stand every day and continually offer another sacrifice and another sacrifice. He quit. He sat down. Then you go into verse 17 through 19. And their sins, that's us, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sins. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, the new and living way. I'm just saying all that to say this. When he died, he made that sacrifice. God said, I am your inheritance. Now I understand, having gone through all this and understanding inheritance, when Jesus died, he, remember that whole transfer, he took my sins and I took his innocence. But it's more than that. When he died, he made us his heirs. Everything that he had before the day he died is mine. Everything that Jesus had the day before he died, I inherited it all. A-L-L. All. Not me only. Not just myself. But everyone that believes upon Jesus Christ and trusts him to forgive them of their sin and say, I trust him that he took away my sin also, and I have taken his righteousness, he also says, you are an heir. And everything that he had before he died is yours. Think of all the stuff that he had. You say, well, he wasn't a rich man. Really? He dined with all the rich people, didn't he? He went into the house of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and it talks about him eating at the highest level with their delicacies. He was eating the best food of the land. He didn't have much, really. You know that cloth that they gambled for and they wouldn't rip up that had no seams? You know how hard, even today, it would take to spin a robe that had no seams? Can you imagine somebody by hand trying to weave this thing so that there wasn't a seam anywhere in it? And he had that. Somebody had gifted him with a robe without seams. We got everything that he left. What did he have? First of all, he had righteousness. He had, this is the one that I have struggled with for years, he had health. He had all provisions he needed for each and every day of his life. He had that. You are entitled to have it. Like I said, I inherited a chunk of change from my aunt and uncle, my aunt and uncle. I inherited this chunk of change. I can choose to use it, or I can choose to let that chunk of change just lay there and get moldy. And some of it has gotten moldy. Some of it I have used. But what I'm putting across is when Jesus died, he left all sorts of favors to you. And one of them is, I will be your provision. He had everything that he needed from day to day, and he left that to you. He will give you, or he has given to you, everything that you need from day to day, whether you believe it or not. And it doesn't matter whether you believe it, you've got it. Whether you avail yourself to it or not, that is your choice. That is your choice. That is why he was talking about the birds of the air. He says, do they toil? Do they worry about their food? No. So there I was listening to some rabbinical people talk about some rabbinical stuff. That's rabbis talking about rabbi stuff. And they was talking about Jesus. Why did Jesus get up early in the morning? And they was talking to a Jewish guy who was not Christian. And he said, because Jesus understood. He was rabbinical. He was a rabbi. He understood. But according to rabbinical teaching, this is what they teach. According to rabbinical teaching, 2 hours before sunrise, the presence of God, and this is the way it's described, hits the earth. So if you're needing something special from God, you get up about 2 hours before sunrise and start praying until the sun rises, because the presence of God is hitting the earth in a very special way. And I'm like, I never heard tell of that. Maybe it is a rabbinical teaching, but I don't understand. if you go to your computer and you click on a certain website, you can see the Western Wall in Jerusalem. They have a camera there live 24 hours a day. And you can see it, and 2 hours before their sun comes up, you'll see the rabbis and other people gathering at that wall because they're seeking God's beneficence on their behalf. And I went, huh, that's interesting. Now, these two things cropped up at the same time in my life. The birds and the 2 hours before sunrise. And I'm like, I don't get this, God. You'll show me. I remember being out at Golden Church one time and complaining about something. The birds. They are so noisy. That next morning I woke up about 2 hours before sunrise, and every bird in the neighborhood is going, keep, 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 keep. And it was like God's going, the birds get up about 2 hours before sunrise because my presence is right there in a very special way. And I'm going, what are they saying? They're telling me how great I am. They're thanking me for all the provisions they had the day before. They're asking me for all the provisions that they're going to have. And this noise, this is just a cacophony around my house. Birds going, and I realized that all these birds are making all this noise about 2 hours before the sun comes up. And once the sun breaks, they're out looking for all the things that God has provided for them for that day, meeting their needs. And isn't that what He said He would do? And it was like, there might be something to this. Notice I still threw the word might. Now, I'm not going to promise that I'm getting up 2 hours before sunrise. But I do when I wake up and the birds are noisy and they're cheeping around my house before the sun comes up. I sit there and I think, God, Your presence is here. I know it's here every day 24/7, but I'm going to be with them birds, meet the provisions for the things that I need this day. Help me. Bless me. Thank You for everything You gave me yesterday. The dryer, the provision for paying for it, though I paid full price, You still brought the cash to me to pay for that. Thank You that the things fit. Thank You for that one pair of pants that I needed. Thank You that I have a silver ewer to pour my tea from and golden flatware to eat off of and the finest china made in the world with spices and herbs and fruits that are out of season. Thank You for providing for me better than You provide for those birds out there, God. Thank You that those birds are out there every morning before sunrise reminding me that You are providing for them. And every morning I wake up now, I think, what are those birds talking about? What are they saying to God? Whatever it is, I mean, I don't have bird speech, I'm not Dr. Doolittle, but whatever it is, every day, He meets their need. And after the sun comes up, they go out and look to see where He hid it. And they're all like, oh, surprise, worm. Oh, surprise, wow, seeds. Oh, surprise, bug. The only birds I do not hear in the morning are carrion birds. That's vultures. They eat dead things. But all the songbirds and everything that pertains to life, God has them singing early in the morning. You might consider that. The blessings are there for you each and every day. Jesus died that you can inherit. And if you need something, just stop and think, did Jesus have that? We can start by saying, yeah, because did Jesus lack anything? Did He lack anything? No. Therefore, you will not lack either when you say, Jesus said He'd take care of it, and I will see it. I will see it. I will see it. The health thing I told you I have a real problem with. I've never been healed of a thing in my entire life, though I have seen a couple of times people who were just prayed for and it happened. I'm like, how come that never happens to me? I've got a splitting headache. Oh my gosh, my head's just killing me. You know, or cough, 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 or I've got flu or whatever. I have got an allergic reaction to grass clippings. And if you see me mowing my lawn, I look like an alien. because I've got to wear long sleeves and a hat and goggles and a surgical mask. And last year it was so bad that I had to carry a surgical mask in my car. So if I was driving and somebody was mowing the lawn as I passed, I'd have to put it on because I couldn't breathe. I would hurt. Sometimes I would come up here and I was going, oh gosh, this hurts so bad, because I drove by somebody's house that was mowing their lawn. And I talked to somebody else and they said they had the same kind of problem. And they carried surgical masks with them. And I thought I was the only one. And last year I lived on Benadryl and Claritin D from the month of April through July. And then finally I'm going, oh my gosh, I got to go to the doctor. Something's wrong with me. And I read the side effects and I had side effects from all the stuff that was supposed to be helping me. So then I had to lock myself in my house. I bought hundreds of dollars worth of air filters. Honest. Everything in my house is filtered. I was prepared to give away the cat. That bad, folks. And this year when it started, I said, God, I don't understand, but I know I inherited health from Jesus Christ. He had health. And I want you to know that this is the best spring I've ever had. It would start reacting and I would start saying, I have health, I have health. My lungs would hurt and I'd say, I have health from Jesus Christ. And today I can drive by places that are mowing lawns and not have an attack where my lungs are hurting. And I have mowed my lawn without looking like a space alien for the first time in probably 10 years. And my neighbors aren't going, that guy's strange over there. Well, they're still saying he's strange, but not for the way that I mow the lawn. I don't understand it, but I do understand that we've got to walk by faith, not by sight, and stand on the fact that we have inherited certain things from God. Certain things, Jesus Christ, when He died, He left us everything. When He said, it is finished for Him, I could have cried, it has started for Doyle. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? At that point, I could yell, my God, you've accepted me into your presence. And when he said God, he didn't say Father, because he was no longer viewed as the Son, but he was viewed as a sinner. And at that point, I could say, Father, Father, you have accepted me into your presence, because I inherited everything that Jesus lost, everything that he owned. And when he died, I got it all. I got it all. Isn't that amazing? And every day now, this walk of grace that I've been talking about, I say, God, my works are inefficient. I will try to be good to honor you, but when I approach that throne of grace, which was talked about in Hebrews there, when I approach it, I never say, I've made myself good enough that you can hear my prayer. I say, Jesus Christ was good enough, and when he died, he left me his goodness. I try to honor him, but I never use that as the bargaining chip when I go to God and say, will you hear my prayer? I always start off and say, God, I don't deserve it, but I have inherited righteousness from Jesus Christ. I have inherited goodness. And God, you know, you blessed him each and every day. I stand in that position now. I inherited those blessings that you gave him every day. Those blessings are now mine. And I want to see those blessings. And there with the birds when they're chirping early in the morning, I'm right there with them going, God, you said you'd bless me because you blessed Jesus. God, you said you would feed me. God, you said you would clothe me just like the lilies of the valley. God, you provided all this. Jesus had it all. And when he died, he said, give it to my people at Trinity. And let them enjoy it. And if you choose not to use your inheritance, that's your problem. I'm choosing to use my inheritance every way I can. I want to use it all and say thank you, because I appreciate what he did and what he gave me. Blessed be his name and his generosity.